अहमज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितमेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितानेन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषये नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। गौरंग are all welcome. I don't know who is out there and where you are out there, but wherever you are, whoever you are, we heartily welcome you to करुणा अवतार गौर भगवान कथा। टुडे इज आवर फर्स्ट डे एंड लेट्स सी हाउ मेनी डेज वी कैरी ऑन। वी विश टू गो ऑन फॉर अ व्हाइल। सो सेस टू मच ऑफ कोरोना, so we are trying to distance ourselves from coronavirus, and we all need karuna of Karuna Avatar Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Hence Karuna Avatar Gaur Bhagavan Katha. I don't have to ask this question. Do you want coronavirus? Of course not. Then how to get away, distance from this corona? Go for Gauranga. Go for Karuna Avatar. श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य महाप्रभु की जय। आई मीन द वर्ल्ड वाज इन बिग ट्रबल 500 इयर्स अगो। इट्स ऑलवेज इन ट्रबल, समटाइम्स देयर आर मोर ट्रबल्स। सो 500 इयर्स अगो आल्सो देयर आर लॉट्स ऑफ डिफिकल्टीज एंड Sadvaitacharya, he had appeared before Gauranga, and he had done what we could call some advanced party work. He was making observations and doing a diagnosis of the world situation. What had basically happened was यदा यदा धर्मस्य ग्लानिर्भवति, whenever there's a decline in religious principles, then what happens? And अभ्युत्थानम् अधर्मस्य, and when there is, or whenever there is, the rise in irreligious principles, more and more sin is getting committed. Tadatmanam srajamyaham, then I appear. So Advaita Acharya, he came to conclusion, this is the right time. This world needs Gauranga. And he prayed in Shantipur, on the banks of Ganga. He was offering Jamuna Jal, I say, Tulsi Dal, you understand, right? Offering sacred water of Ganga and Tulsi leaves unto his deities, Shaligram Shila, and praying for mercy, merciful advent of the Lord. And in response to that plea of Advaita Acharya, Karunavatar, Gauranga appeared. So world is again in big trouble. Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadhi are the trouble spots, troubling reasons. And one of them is Vyadhi. Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadhi. Vyadhi is illness, sickness, disease. And here it has come. Coronavirus has come. And we're all being harassed. And big superpowers are bowing down unto the virus. And we're trying to get rid of this virus. And they're trying. They always keep trying. And this is the defense that we all get into. The whole world is also remains busy in eating, sleeping, mating, defending. The whole world together is trying to defend. Nothing seems to be working out at the moment. And there is so much coronavirus consciousness. Coronavirus, 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 eva kevalam. It's like something like that. The Hare Krishna devotees know the solution. If nothing else works, one thing could work for sure is Harer Nama Iva Kevalam. The holy name of the Lord. And Lord brought that as, who is there, friend like me? I have come and I'm your friend. And I have come with the medicine. I have come with the Harinam Aushadhi. And Lord has prescribed Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Harir Nam Iva Kevalam Kalau Naste Iva Naste Iva Naste Iva Gatir Anyatha. And this holy name is Karuna, is the kindness of Gauranga. This is his gift, Gauranga's gift in the form of the holy name. Well, of course, he himself is a gift. He gifted himself. He gave gift of himself to the whole world. One form is the holy name. Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishnavatar. Lord appeared in, well, two forms. One, Nama Avatar, in the form of the holy name. And then he appeared as Nimai, the Karuna Avatar, the beautiful Satchidananda Vigraha. So that Karuna Avatar. So we would like to talk today this Karuna of Gauranga. Gauranga. What you would say, Nityananda, Gauranga, Nityananda, Gauranga, Nityananda. Both of these lords are merciful and magnanimous. So when we say Karuna Avatar, we will have to also say there are two of them. Ajanu Lambita Bhujo, Kanaka Vadato, Sankirtanaika Pitaro Kamala Yatakshav, Vishwambharo Dvijavaro Yugadharma Palo Vande Jagat Priyakaro Karunavataro. What did he hear then? Karunavataro. Vande Jagat Priyakaro. These two lords, Gauranga and Nityananda, they appeared Karunavataro. And they appeared, avatar, they took avatar, they appeared. And what kind of lords they are? Karuna avataro. They are full of karuna, kindness, the magnanimity. And this is outstanding quality of Gauranga and Nityananda. They are full of qualities. They are reservoir of qualities. But one quality that stands out is this Karuna Avataro. Their kindness, their magnanimity. As we always sing or say, Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate. Hey Krishna means, O Krishna. What kind of Krishna? Karuna Sindhu. You are Karuna Sindhu. You are ocean of mercy. You are ocean of mercy. And who am I? I am Deen, Heen, the wretched, the fallen, I'm the pauper, the bankrupt. Hence I'm running after you. Krishna se tomar, Krishna dite par. Tomara shakati ache. You have Krishna. We say that to the Vaishnavas. Oh Vaishnavas, you have Krishna. And you are competent to give that Krishna to me. And look at me, the pauper, the bankrupt. Please give me Krishna, give me Krishna. So that's what I am, Karuna. Lord is Karuna Sindhu, but I am Deen. But again, Lord is Deena Bandhu. He's a friend of the poor. So it's a good combination. Lord is Karuna Sindhu. And at the same time, he's a Deena Bandhu. He's a friend of the poor. So we are those poor fellows. And Gauranga is full of Karuna. Nityananda Prabhu is full of Karuna. So we beg mercy, beg for their mercy. Well, for ourselves. And the world is in need of mercy. God's grace, Gauranga's grace. So we pray unto Gauranga Nityananda, they may shower the merciful glance upon all of us here in this, the world, the ocean of Corona. It has become ocean of Corona. So please pick us up and engage us in your service. Narottam Das Thakur. Yeah, that's why I think we have decided, and I'm not the only one, there are so many kind devotees are remembering and sharing Krishna Katha, Krishna Naam, Krishna Prasad with the rest of the world. So I thought, why not? I also could remember Gauranga. I have heard about Gauranga, and I remember something I remember about Gauranga. So I would also share my memories, or whatever, about Gauranga. Memories. They may be memories of his name, Naam, Roop, Gun, Leela, Dham, and the Parikar, his associates. So we will each day say something, either about the name, or the form, or the qualities, or the pastimes, or the abode of Gauranga, or the associates of Gauranga. And as we hear these topics, then we have heard that Gaurangira Madhura Leela Jara Karne Praveshila Ridaya Nirmala Velotar. As we hear either Gauranga Leela or his pastimes or his qualities about his abode, what happens then as we hear? Ridaya Nirmala Bhelotar, his heart would become nirmal, free from dirt, contamination. So we would like to hold this Shravanotsav. You could also call Karanotsav. Karan are the ears. So the feast for the ears, hence the festival, because there's a feast going on. Ear is hearing. Our ears could hear and enjoy and have a festival. In Mayapur they have a Shravanotsav, they call it Shravanotsav. Same thing, Shravanotsav or Karanotsav. And this Utsav, this festival, gives increases our Utsaha. We become enthusiastic. This Corona is kind of dampening our spirit. Oh, almost depression kind of situation, feeling depressed and feeling lonely. And so we need something to lift up our spirits. So I thought this Shravanotsav, this Karanotsav, this Katha, Gauranga, Katha Mahotsav would play that role, would enthuse us, inspire us, lift us. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he says in the Mangalacharan of Chaitanya Charitamrita in the beginning, Sada Ridaya Kandare Sphurutuvaha Sachinandanaha. So what happens as we, it's a feast for our ears, and ultimately what we drink with our ears, it reaches our heart, and well, that is where we reside, right? Living entity's base is the heart. We are based in the heart. So we want to make sure this nectar of Gaurangira Madhur Leela reaches the heart. And ultimately, we want our soul, and that is us, to drink this nectar. And as we drink, then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Sada Ridaya Kandare Sphuratuva Sachinandana. That Sachinandan, in the form of his pastimes or qualities or pastimes, the name Sphuratu, let that inspire you. Let that uplift you. Ridaya Kandare. Sphuratuva Ridaya Kandare. Ridaya, that's heart. Kandara, that is cave. We kind of live in the caves as a soul. Soul lives in the cave called heart. So as soon as what we hear about Gauranga, Gaurangir Madhur Leela, Madhur Naam, Madhur Dham, we hear about that, then Sphuratu, Gauranga will enrich us, inspire us. We'll be delighted, we'll be happy, jolly, whatnot. The Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Karuna Avatar. Rupa Goswami, Prabhupada, also has glorified Gauranga in the famous prayer that we all know and sing. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha. Well, finally, or for a second time, Rupa and Anupam, his brother, they both met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Well, in the beginning they did not go all the way to him, but from a distance they were seeing, they saw Gauranga Mahaprabhu in Prayag on the banks of the confluence of Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati, and Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was heading towards Veni Madhav temple. The big crowd was following Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and Gauranga Mahaprabhu was in great ecstasy, chanting and dancing and totally oblivious to the surrounding. And here come the two brothers, Rup and Anupam. They had a darshan of Gauranga. And later on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his residence, his two brothers arrived there, and from distance they began offering their Dandavat pranams over again and again. They were, and Dante Trinadhari holding straw in between their teeth. They were falling with folded hands, they were getting up, and then they would offer this prayer. Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Prem Pradayate, Krishnaya, Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurat Vishay Namaha. And they were doing this over again and again and again, saying that prayer. So this prayer, this is a realization of Rupa Goswami. When Rupa Goswami became realized, God realized, Gauranga realized, then he's sharing his realization in the form of this prayer. Namo Mahavadanyaya. Namo, I offer my obeisances unto you, who you are, Mahavadanyaya, you the most magnanimous Lord, Gauranga, I offer my obeisances unto you. Namo Mahavadanyaya. So this is Rupa Goswami. If anybody knew Gauranga fully well, that was Rupa Goswami. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam. And whatever was on the mind of Gauranga, he was competent to even read mind of Gauranga. What is on the mind of Gauranga? Rupa Goswami would know. That Rupa Goswami. And that Rupa Goswami's realization is, look at Gauranga, this most magnanimous Gauranga. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. Narottam Das Thakur also has sung yet another famous song. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karamore. Tama bina ke dayalu jagat samsare. So this is another great acharya, Narottam Das Thakur. Toma bina ke dayalu. Besides you, who else is there as much kind as you are? Maybe others are kind or kinder, but you are kindest. You are most kind. Patita pavana hetu tava avatar. Mosama patita prabhu na paye bayar. And you have appeared to uplift the fallen. And if you look around, Narottam Das Thakur says, you will find me to be the most fallen. You are the most magnanimous, and I'm the most fallen. It's a good match, right? It's a good match. So it is not just, of course, he wasn't even fallen. Narottam. He was a Narottam. He was the best amongst the human beings. But he is taking that role, or he's teaching us how to pray. So we are Adham. So we Adhams. We should be admitting that Mosama Patita, who is fallen like me, and who is magnanimous like you. So please, O magnanimous Lord, please be kind unto me and, of course, unto the world also. The same song Narottam Das Thakur continues singing about Nityananda Prabhaha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Kripa Valokana Kara Ami Bada Dukhi. Again, one is Sukhi and one is Dukhi. Who is Sukhi? Nityananda Prabhu is Sukhi. And he is Nitya Ananda. He is Sukhi, he is Anandi, he is happy all the time. And he is full of happiness. He is Satchit Ananda, Satchit Ananda Vigraha. So you are full of Ananda or Sukh, and I am full of Dukh. This is not fair, my dear Lord. Kripa avalokana kari ami bada dukhi. So please shower your glance, merciful glance upon me and upon the world all around me. Narottam Das Thakur is praying. He's praying on behalf. We do not even know how to pray, but he is teaching us how to pray. Again, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. In the very beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a statement that says, Anarpita Charim Chirat. Karunaya, underline this, Karunaya avatiranaha kalau. O Lord Gauranga Sachinandan. Jaya Sachinandana, Jaya Sachinandana, Jaya Sachinandana, Kaurahari. That you have appeared as Sachinandan. So, but he says, Anarpita Charim Chirat. You have appeared after a long time. That how much time? In fact, after one kalpa. Last time he had appeared was in previous day of Brahma. And after a long time you have appeared, and anarpita, and something that no other avatar of the Lord gave out, handed out, this karuna, that karuna you are distributing, you're sharing with this world. Karunaya, Karunaya, it says, Karunaya avatiranaha kalo. You have appeared. What is the cause? Because if you are so kind, this kindness, your kind nature has compelled you to appear. So your nature, your quality of magnanimity is a cause of your appearance. Golokam cha parityajya, one of the Puranas say, it's about the Lord. Golokam cha parityajya lokanam trana karanat. Lord left Golok behind. Golokam cha parityajya lokanam, when he was observing the locusts, the planets, or especially this earthly planet, and seeing how Lokanam Tranakaranath, giving them relief, they're suffering, they're being tortured, being born again and again, and birth, death, old age, disease. So seeing all that, and of course, as we said earlier, this communication, this observation was made by Advaita Acharya, and he had informed the Lord, "My dear Lord, this is going on, that's happening. Please come." So the Lord appeared. Golokam cha parityaja lokanam trana karanat. So he have appeared. And by making appearance, Prabodhan Saraswati Thakur says, Avatirne Gaurachandre Vistirne Prema Sagare. So what does Lord do? What did he do? Avatirne, okay, he appeared. Gauranga appeared. Avatirne Gaurachandre Vistirne Prema Sagare. He expanded the ocean of love of Godhead. And then he says, Prabodhan Saraswati Thakur says, Ena Majjanti Majjanti Te. But those who do not jump into that Prema Sagar and dive deeper into that Sagar, Ena Majjanti Majjanti Te Maha Anartha Sagare. For them, there's only one, another one, another sagar, another ocean is awaiting. And what is the nature of that ocean? It is Maha Anartha Sagar. It is full of anarthas. Kalir Dosha Nidhe Rajan, as Sukhdev Goswami also had said. Kalir Dosha Nidhe Rajan. This Kali Yuga, this material world is going to be full of faults, especially in this age of Kali. So Prabodhan Saraswati Thakur says that Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared and expanded the ocean of love of Godhead for those who do not jump into, swim into, go dive deeper into that ocean. For them, there's only another ocean is awaiting. And that ocean is faulty ocean, full of faults, Maha Anartha Sagar. So I think, so right now there are, so for them is Corona Virus Mahasagar. This whole world has become an ocean and is spreading like a wildfire. Whole situation is out of control. And it is all over. So there are only two sagars, two oceans. One ocean is Prem Sagar. Or, yes, Anandam Mudhi Vardham Vardhanam Pratipadam Purnamrita Rasa Swadhanam. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that in his Sikshastak, that the chanting of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, as one chants, is Anand Ambudhi, Sagar. Called Sagar, ocean. Ambudhi is also ocean. Ambu means water, dhi means storage. Ocean is the place where lots of water is stored. Ambudhi. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Ambudhi is not Ambudhi, it's a Rasambudhi. It's an ocean of of Anand, the bliss that is ever expanding. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says, Sarvatma Snapanam. The living entity could drown, could take bath in this Ananda, Sagar, So for the world, there are only two sagars right now, the two oceans, Corona Sagar and Karuna Sagar. Take note of it. And there's a world of difference between two sagars, two oceans. Hari Hari. So distancing, maintain distance. So this is the only way you could do is maintaining distance from Corona is go for Karuna of Karuna Avatar. Go for Gauranga, go for his listening to Gaurangira Madhur Leela, the sweet pastimes, or go for hearing the holy names of the Lord. And there are lots of other items that are also holy and sweet in relationship with the Lord. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he appeared, he had not even appeared. He was going to appear in the evening at the time of sunset. Okay, sun is setting this side, and the moon rise, full moon rise. So at that time, Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared in the juncture of the day and the night. But prior to that, during the day, as if Lord could not wait till late in the evening, so during the day Lord appeared. Lord appeared in the form of the holy name. And you know what? And it was the moon eclipse day. So lots of people were coming to take a holy dip in Ganga. But that day, not only pious Hindus or pious people were coming, but lots of sinful people, a lot of meat eaters, drunkards, woman hunters, gamblers, and this and that kind of people were also running, literally running to Ganga. And they're all taking a holy dip, and they're all chanting, Haribo, Haribo, Haribo. Maybe they're chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this is the magnanimity of Lord. He was making sinful people, giving dictation from within and bringing them to the holy place on that holy day of his appearance and getting them to chant holy name of the Lord. Sinful people, atheists, they were all running to Navadvip, to Ganga, to take holy dip and chant the holy names of the Lord. There you go. This is the... But one of the many examples of Lord's magnanimity. Lord was... Everything about Lord is magnanimous. Well, then, you know, he is being merciful to Jagai and Madhai, that pastime.
Dinahinayatachilo Hariname Udharilo Tarasakshi Jagai Madhai.
And you may ask, even the deen, heen, papi, tapi, they could be liberated. The fallen, sinful people could be liberated. Someone may ask, what is the proof? Prove it! So, what is the proof that Tarasakshi Jagai Madhai. The Jagai and Madhai, they received the kindness of Gauranga and Nityanand Prabhu. Kaur says, and this whole, of course, whole pastime. Very famous pastime of Jagai Madhai Uddhar. So as this Jagai and Madhai had offended Nityanand Prabhu, they hit him and was bleeding, and Gauranga Mahaprabhu gets to know, and he comes in the direction of this spot where Jagai Madhai and had an encounter with Gauranga and Haridas. And as Mahaprabhu on the way to that place spot, he has Sudarshan Chakra. Sudarshan! And Sudarshan appears. He was ready to, because his devotee, Nityanand Prabhu, was offended, and Lord cannot tolerate this. So he wanted to cut them into pieces. But then, of course, there's one hard party, one soft party. Hard approach, soft approach. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was kind of being very harsh and hard. But Nityanand Prabhu, no, you can't do this in this age. Not this weapon. What weapon? The weapon is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And as these two, Jagai and Madhai, Jagadanand and Madhvanand, Bandopadhyay, that was their name. They were watching, observing the dealings or even conversation between Gauranga and Nityanand Prabhu. And by seeing both of them and by hearing them, their hearts melted. And they surrendered unto the Lord. Meant they surrendered unto the holy name of the Lord also. They accepted gift of the holy name. And agree to follow 4 regulative principles. From today, we will not, no meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit, no gambling. And these 2 personalities were totally transformed, and they became such a humble souls, humility personified. They had a built ghat, there's a famous ghat, not far from Madai ghat, not far from Yoga Peet. And as pilgrims would come, they would bow down at their feet and render all kinds of services unto the pilgrims. So they became great servants of Gauranga and Gaur Bhaktas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he takes sannyas. Isn't that because of his magnanimous nature? You couldn't just contain that magnanimity. It was just outbursting and overflowing. And so he couldn't stay behind at home. Couldn't distance himself from the masses, the people. So he takes sannyas and giving all the comfort, the home comfort zone, and leaving behind young, beautiful wife and elderly mother, Sachimata. Big sacrifice. For what? Because of his magnanimity. Then he travels. Next 6 years, Lord is going. Every town, every village, going door to door practically. And wherever he goes, whichever town he stations himself for overnight stay, again, he's not going to stay whole night. He would get up in the middle of the night and hit the road, next village. Otherwise, if you would get up after everyone has gotten up and they would see him going, everybody would follow. So in order to avoid that situation, Mahaprabhu would many times, in the middle of the night, he would get up and go. But the night before, he would conduct huge kirtan from nowhere, out of urs, as they say. People would turn up in hundreds and thousands, and he would kindly get them to chant and dance on this tall Gauranga with his raised arms. He would chant. And because he was tall, people all around were able to have a nice darshan of Gauranga. And in the middle of the kirtan, Mahaprabhu would also, he would jump high in the sky, then easy, then everyone is having beautiful sarvang sundar darshan of Gauranga. And everyone around him has now gone mad, and he's making them dance and chant, or as he inspires them by saying Hari Bol, it's like a lifting all of them, okay, down Hari Bol. So he toured South India and then later on East India, then North India. On the way to Vrindavan, Mahaprabhu was passing through Jharkhand forest, and he was kind to not only human beings, but he was kind to animals. Pashupake jure pashana vidare shuni jara gunagatha. That is his gun gatha, the qualities or description of his qualities and pastimes. There's a whole display of that, and as one hears that, even animals would begin meditating upon, and the rock would melt. So that extraordinary pastime in Jharkhand forest, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu getting animals on the ground, and the birds in the sky, get them to chant and dance, and transforming them into pure premi bhaktas, and their animal nature and animalistic tendencies and is no more there. The deer and the tiger, they're walking in that kirtan procession next to each other, shoulder to shoulder. Mahaprabhu, by seeing that scene, Mahaprabhu is so delighted, so happy to see there's no enmity, no envy, all friendly dealings. He saw the tiger and the deer, they were embracing each other. First scene, next thing was they were kissing each other. And as Mahaprabhu saw that scene, he started exclaiming, Vrindavan Dham ke, Vrindavan Dham ke. He was on the way to Vrindavan. Jharkhand is like on the way to Vrindavan, middle, halfway through. But when he saw that the dealings of those animals with each other, that reminded him of Vrindavan. He said, this is Vrindavan, this is Vrindavan, I have reached Vrindavan. So, anyway, I had many more pastimes that I thought I would share with you about Lord's magnanimity. But time and tide waits for none. So maybe we'll continue in one of the upcoming sessions, this topic of Lord's magnanimity or magnanimous pastimes. Of course, all pastimes are magnanimous, but some are more outstanding. So it's time to stop around this time. Tomorrow is Ram Navami. So we'll continue talking about Ram in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, or Ram in Navadvip, or Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's encounters, meeting with Ram Bhaktas, like that. We'll try to have Gauranga and Sri Ram Krishna Katha, and that is for tomorrow. So thank you once again for joining us, and your your attention. I hope you liked these narrations, these pastimes. Hari Hari. So see you tomorrow, 5:30 to 6:30. Hare Krishna. Gauranga.